You're listening to SBS News.
Jaira Olivio has always had a passion for maths and science. The year-10 student from the outer Sydney suburb of Campbelltown, who spent her primary school days rote learning her times tables, will focus on maths, physics and chemistry when she begins her HSC next year. But she says she's still unsure what she wants to do past high school.
More astronomy, like physics. Definitely more engineering. I guess I was a little bit unsure about engineering because I guess my dad's a doctor, so he really pushed for medicine. But engineering seems really fun, and I think I could be capable of doing that.
That is where a program called Curious Minds comes in. The program is aimed at reducing gender inequality in the traditionally male-dominated areas of science, technology, engineering, and maths, known as the STEM fields. Jaira Olivio and 63 other schoolgirls participating in this year's program have been matched with female scientists, engineers, and mathematicians who will be their mentors for the next 6 months. Along with the mentoring, the Year 9 and 10 students will also attend 5 days of intensive STEM classes at the Australian National University. Curious Minds Program Director Kelsey Dadd says it is about empowering the students.
We aim to show them what's out there, what's possible, how they can get there. And with the role models, the women we have coming in as speakers, we show them that career paths are not linear and there are many ways to do what you want to do.
The Australian Mathematics Trust and Australian Science Innovations administer the program. They have selected participants based on their performances in 3 high school-based science, informatics and mathematics competitions. Chaitanya Sheshgara, who has a PhD in mathematics, is going into her 4th year of mentoring in the program. She says it is important to encourage the girls with a passion for STEM to continue in such male-dominated fields.
To spark their curiosity and let them know about the kinds of careers that are out there, and, you know, they come onto the program because they already have an interest in science, but some of the stuff that we're doing, you know, once I'm already at university and I work, and there's all of these things that you don't even hear about when you're in school, and we can tell them about that and they're excited and they want to continue, and yeah, it's really rewarding.
While there is parity between genders in high school STEM subjects, only 16% of STEM graduates from university and vocational education and training are female. When it comes to further education, only 17% of STEM professors are female, even though around 40% of junior STEM academics are women. Ms. Sheshgara says there is a problem with retention.
I think it's fantastic that these programs are here to start girls off and get them into STEM, and they've been shown to be successful. I think another thing that we as a society really need to work on is retaining women in STEM fields as they progress through their careers.
Kelsey Dadd, the Curious Minds director, says many factors contribute to the issue, including the lack of support for women who return to work after having children. But she says there is also a need for a change of culture within the industries.
There's still, in many STEM areas, I think, a sort of blokey attitude to the workplace culture where you're expected to work long hours, deals might be done over drinks that you can't attend if you've got children. Yeah, a number of different things, but it's definitely the numbers drop off as you go up the ladder. That glass ceiling is still there.
Tara Cosoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.